Welcome to a new podcast on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. In this podcast, we talk about information systems for health. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, presented a call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector in the era of digital interdependence. Based on recommendations from a high-level panel convened by the United Nations and developed in consultation with its collaborating centers, international organizations such as the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and its member countries, the call to action presents 8 areas where action is needed to transform technical cooperation and digitally revamp public health in the Americas and the Caribbean. The 4th of the 8 topics of the call to action is Information Systems for Health. Information systems for health, with timely and open access to properly disaggregated data, integration of national and local systems, digital health, and widespread use of information and communication technologies, facilitate effective identification, notification, and analysis of cases and contacts, early search and detection of cases, and the definition and monitoring of the population at risk in a safe, interoperable, and as personalized as possible way. Information systems for health proved to be crucial when COVID-19 hit the entire world in early 2020. Ferdinando Regalia, Division Chief of Social Protection and Health at the Inter-American Development Bank, saw the pandemic as a challenge, but also as an opportunity. The COVID-19 crisis has presented us with challenges not seen in decades in our region. Some of them showed weaknesses in the provision of timely, quality information, highlighting the need for integration, interoperability, and digitization of health information systems. However, in response to the pandemic, very promising changes in health information management and the adoption of digital health interventions have been promoted and accelerated. Therefore, we have a unique opportunity to accelerate that transformation. Dr. Carissa F. Etienne, Director of the Pan-American Health Organization, sees information systems for health as essential in a post-pandemic world.
In this context, information systems and digital health solutions have proven to be crucial to maintain operations and to strengthen activities across all sectors. Information systems and digital health solutions that are accessible, ready to use, and interoperable will be key in building back stronger and more resilient health systems post-COVID-19.
Dr. Ileana Arias, who is the Associate Deputy Director of Public Health Science and Surveillance of the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, thinks that the COVID-19 pandemic taught us that information systems need to be a priority now more than ever.
Prioritizing our technology and information systems is prioritizing our health. We are taking a comprehensive and strategic approach to supporting a world in which data can move faster than disease can.
Dr. Sebastian Garcia Saiso, Director of the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health of the Pan-American Health Organization, enumerates the most pressing points for the digital transformation of the health sector.
Coordinate actions related to technical considerations and legal frameworks to leave no one behind. Motivate global collaboration to guarantee access to the necessary knowledge and information at the appropriate time and format. Incorporate digital literacy as a public policy since early education. Strengthen foundational aspects and governance mechanisms to make investments and actions focused on information systems for health cost-effective, informed, and sustainable. And finally, ensure that all actions related to the digital transformation of the health sector consider at the center the principles and foundations of human rights.
The call to action fits within the framework of IS4H, Information Systems for Health, a PAHO initiative that helps its member countries with the digital transformation of public health. Bernardo Mariano Jr. is the Chief Information Officer at the World Health Organization. He thinks that the health sector still lags behind other sectors when it comes to the use of information and communication technologies.
If you look at travel, retail, automotive, financial services, they are all ahead compared to health in terms of transforming the healthcare sector through a digital technology, so through digital solutions. And healthcare today, if I want a prescription of a strong painkiller, I still have to get from home, get into the car or catch a bus, go to the hospital, get the prescription, wait 1 hour from a doctor, have 15 minutes, get the prescription, go to the pharmacy, get the medication. So all that can actually be transformed if we work together. So you can see here that in terms of adoption of artificial intelligence, healthcare is a slow adopter compared to finance or tech and telco or automotive. Yet health is key to all of us, affects all of us.
In other podcasts in this series, we will focus on other topics of the call to action on the digital transformation of the health sector. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.